It is the post-match show after Liverpool have beaten Newcastle by 3-2. I'm Neil Atkinson. I've got Steve Graves, Amelia Bonner and Stu Wright. I've got very little to give you, to be quite honest with you. Steve Graves, things should not feel like this. That this feels this way is just absolutely insane. But when Divock Origi makes it 3-2, it is possibly the best moment of my whole life.
The best and
so the most necessary.
Yeah, well, yeah, the most necessary, and somehow it leaves me crying on the floor of a pub that we didn't even plan to go to.
An awful boozer.
Yeah,
will remain nameless.
Yeah, fair play to it though. It did everything we needed it to do. It shouldn't feel like this, and the fact that it does feel like this makes you feel like it has to mean something, and I don't know what that thing is.
There has to be consequences, doesn't there, Steve?
Of course, it doesn't feel like this for anyone else, does it? And I'm so cautious about Liverpool exceptionalism as a city and as a club
and as a concept
in all kinds of ways because I think it holds us back in a lot of ways, but sometimes. I mean, I think it was Clive Tilsley who said it in 2005. I mean, it would have been on the commentary, and he said there's something in the soul of this football club that makes ridiculous things happen, and this is it makes no sense. Like Liverpool either should win this game comfortably because they're much better than Newcastle, or they should lose this game or they draw this game because they are fundamentally not quite as good as Man City and their race is run and that's it. And both of those things make loads of rational sense. And the thing that happens is makes no rational sense whatsoever. And it's really hard to know what to make of it, because the person who scores the goal is someone who it's several quirks of fate by which he's even on the pitch.
And even that he's still a Liverpool player.
Those are the quirks of fate that along the line. Not even tonight, but in his career and his life and all of our lives. It's like, how does it make any sense? There's no one who isn't thinking that maybe next in the summer we probably move Origi on if we get the right price. But then it happens and it's ludicrous. Our best player goes off the pitch, and there was a couple of minutes when I thought that it was really, really, I was worried on a human level for him. Never mind on a professional. On a footballing level, and how does this happen? What is this? What's going on? It has to mean something. It has to mean something.